This is Alison McCannish reporting for Citizen 2014. I am in Severn Trun Gate today at Beyond the Finish Line, and we had a visitor today from Dearest Scotland. So would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a bit about the project?
Thanks very much, Alison. Yeah, my name's Kat Cochran. Since 2011, we had this idea of writing a letter to the future of Scotland, and it was slightly on the back burner, and it was before even the referendum was kind of announced. But what we did was, in the year of the referendum, while our Scots consciousnesses are kind of open and maybe thinking about the future a little bit more than usual years, we thought we would sort of ramp it up. So we had a launch in March whereby we've kind of launched the idea where we can give an opportunity for people to write a letter to the future of Scotland. And we're apolitical, so it doesn't matter where you're voting in the referendum. It's just like, obviously, you know, we're trying to strike a chord in the year of the referendum. But I'll say no more about the political side because we are apolitical. So we want letters and visions, hopes, dreams, fears for the future of Scotland. And anybody can write their letter, whether you're born in Scotland or maybe moved away, whether you're not born in Scotland but now live here, whether you're born and bred and just moved around the country, or even if you're passing by and you're a visitor round because it's really busy just now, and you know it'd be great to get letters just about what people that are coming through or tourists to the country might want to write about, you know, what they'd like to see for the future of Scotland. And it's a lot to be learnt in that, as well as what we think about the country. So yeah, so basically that's what we're doing. We've been doing that since March. We've been on a bit of a summer tour. We're just trying to, because it started to become a little bit Glasgow centric, so we decided to get out and about Highlands and Bylands and sort of like try to reach other parts of Scotland so we can get a really wild demographic. So basically the kind of premise is we run workshops whereby we have discussions about what Scotland might look like in the future, like in terms of a high street and education, kind of lighter stuff, like what might Scotland look like if you thought of a postcard in 2050, what would the image be? Things like that, just things to spark what you know, future of Scotland images and visions might look like. And then we provide a bit of a space where people can write their letter. What we do is we take them in and we catalogue them, scan them, so that a digital archive, and once our deadline is finished, which our deadline is the 13th of September, just prior to the referendum, just so we can, as a sort of like point of reference, and then what we're going to do is publish a book of all the letters that we've received, and any profits over and above the publishing costs will go back in towards literacy projects, new and existing, which remain in Scotland. So it's a nice full circle of writing a letter been published and money going back into what it was kind of all about, you know, kind of writing a letter. But something that we've noticed is when we do the workshops, people are like, oh, I'm quite embarrassed because I've not actually handwritten a letter for years. So there's a lot of things going on with it, you know. It's like a nice relationship between the brain, the heart, the hand, the paper and the pen, or the pen and the paper. So we've found it's kind of like helped us a lot because people have got the project. We realise that we're not out to make money and we're not about politics. It's like beyond that, you know. Sometimes I think the reason we did ramp it up is because the independence referendum seemed a little bit like, you know, a lot of finger pointing and a lot of kind of like short term solutions in some way. So we're actually wanting to just gather ideas about people who have a love and connection to Scotland and what they might see like in the future, not just like next year or the year after, but long term. And a wee final note is that we have an exhibition in Parliament at the beginning of 2015 where we'll take a kind of like cross-section of letters and some flavours or some themes that have been written, and then we can sort of present it to Parliament and say, right, this is what people of Scotland are thinking and writing about in their letter.
Brilliant. And is there a way people can get in touch with you if they want to contact you?
Absolutely, yep. You can come on to dearestscotland.com, where you can also read some of the letters. We're just in the process of like archiving and cataloguing every letter that we receive. Some are like handwritten and some are, you can also, if you're not particularly keen on handwriting or feel that you just want to do it digitally, we have a digital template that's on dearestscotland.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Dearest Scotland, and also Twitter, Dearest Scotland, and email is hello@dearestscotland.com. So there's many ways that you can find us. You can also pop into Snook, which is where our headquarters is. That's up on 151 Bath Street, which is just kind of like above the Butterfly and Pig there. Our office is up there, and we're just sort of doing all our workshop, kind of like preparing and cataloguing and reading the letters, which is pretty nice because I kind of do that every Thursday morning, and that's great fun. And I'm like, I learn something new with every single letter. And that's the thing about it, when we publish the book, we're hoping it's going to be more than just a coffee table read. It's going to be a real sort of significant thing that maybe in years to come we can look back and say, oh, is that what we were thinking then? That's a really good archive to, you know, look back to the future and stuff. So we're just, basically what we're all about is getting more and more letters, not just from the Glasgow area, but from all over. So we, like I say, it's all about that wide demographic, and you can write in the first person, the third person. We've had poems. It's not even open to just like handwriting. It can be like visuals, illustrations, anything like that, anything that just sort of like gives an image of what you might want for, or want Scotland to be, or to write to Scotland. And we've had some fantastic letters, and like I say, you can pop onto dearofscotland.com to read some of them, to get even some inspiration or to spark an idea that you might be thinking of yourself.
That's brilliant. Thanks very much for telling us about it, and hopefully a lot of people will get involved in that.
That's great. Thanks, Alison. Cheers. Pleasure.